producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in, hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I made a choice not too long ago because my eyes, they're aging just like my knees for some reason. And I, in a self-defense handgun, I decided I wanted to try an optic. And Mounting Solutions Plus, you hear their ad here before the show every day. I got from them two Trijicon RMRs. Now, buying a Trijicon RMR is not for the faint-hearted. I've got it mounted on a gun, and the optic itself costs more than the gun. But this is the way a lot of things are going. Now, joining me, because I don't know as much about this stuff, courtesy of Mounting Solutions Plus, which you can find at mountsplus.com, joining me for Mounting Solutions Plus is Doug McLean, who knows more about optics than I do. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Let's talk. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Let's talk about this. We're going to talk about the way I've got mine mounted in the next segment. Let's talk about this very exciting product that you guys carry called the UM Tactical Universal Pistol Sight Mount. Let's talk about that. Why is that a good idea?
Well, it's a good idea because of the cost. It's not very expensive, and it allows the consumer to start out with a unit that he can, you know, if he wants to go into drilling and tapping what he has later on in the future and probably go into a more expensive system, this is more affordable to start out. That way they can get at least a reference point if this is something that they want to use. You know, most people are used to shooting handguns with front and rear. This will allow you to use just the center dot and then what you're shooting at. But a lot of people, it takes a little bit of, you know, work to transfer over, and sometimes you may not want to do it, and you may want to do it. So this is one of the ways of doing it very inexpensive, and it's good and quality stuff, and I highly recommend it. I think it's a good way to start.
The strong point about this, it's not just about buying the optic and having it attached. My Glock 17 went away in April, and I got it back on the beginning of September. Because you have to physically alter the slide with a CNC machine to fit the optic on it. You have physically altered the slide. Once it's installed, these guns are inseparable. And the process of mounting that is also... What's the cost on that? About $300-$400 to make that, just to make that cut and mount it on there?
Yes, it depends on pretty much who's doing it for you and what is the process of the finish. Because some people decide that they just want to basically cover it with oil. Some people want the finish back on the gun. Some people want to improve on the finish. So it's all up to the end result.
And this is where the beauty of the UM system comes in, because it's portable, isn't it?
That is correct. You're able to actually even take it off the gun that you're using it and put it in on another platform, whether it be a 9mm or a 22 pistol. And that's the nice and the simplicity of it. And usually it's just kind of, it stays zeroed in. It's not something that it's very difficult to zero in.
The UM Tactical, it fits on any, most handguns with a 1913 Picatinny rail.
That is correct. It almost fits everything out there. I think there's just a few units that it's not compatible with, but the average, more than likely that it will. I mean, it works like on Glocks, the M&Ps, the HKs, 1911s, the Desert Eagle. I mean, there's quite a few. I'd be surprised if you wouldn't have anything that you can use it and try it on with. Most people have more than one or two guns. So I'm sure that the possibility of you being able to put it on what you have is there.
Now, one of the other strong points with the package that you sell with the UM Tactical is that this comes with a dedicated holster that fits the mount, not the gun. Is that right?
That is the beauty of it. Yes, correct. They do make a left and a right. They make a paddle and they make a belt holster system. And it doesn't grab onto the gun. It grabs onto the mount. So it's irrelevant what gun you're using. You can use whatever gun you have.
The other thing about this, and I asked you about this, now one of the reasons that your pistol optics, unlike rifle optics, your pistol optic that is mounted to the slide of the gun, when you're pulling the trigger on it, it's going with the slide. So it's taking, it's absorbing a pounding when that's happening. You don't necessarily have to go after the most robust pistol optic mounted on the UM Tactical mount, do you?
That is one of the beauties of it, that you do not have to go to a high-end unit. Yes, that is correct. Anytime that you are putting more weight on your slide, you are basically reducing the speed of the slide. What this unit allows you to do is it just mounts to the bottom of your Picatinny, so the slide is working just like factory specs. You know, you're not going to change it. That's why some of the people end up doing, like under Glocks or other guns, they end up, removing material, lightening them up, so the gun operates, you know, pretty much back to specs, because you are putting a little additional weight on the unit. And that is correct. It's nice because you don't have to spend a lot of money. You can start with a very inexpensive red dot and move on, and then possibly move on just to having the unit cut on your slide and go to dedicated.
See, as I'm reviewing this, I feel sort of dumb. Because I've got on one Glock, I basically have right at $1,000 invested just having with the optic and the mounting of the optic on the $550 handgun. And with this, even if I'd gone with the Trijicon RMR mounted on this, I would have saved probably $400 or $500, wouldn't I?
Yeah. Once again, you went directly to high performance level. You're ready for basically tough end competition with what you have. The different units, and once again, going back to the UM Tactical, you can go also with a red scope. Okay, meaning by that is you can go with you don't have to go with a mini micro system like the RMR or the Loophole unit, the Delta Point or the Burris or the the smaller units. You can go to perhaps a unit that's a little more robust that you could take it off your 10/22 rifle and use it on that unit just for you to basically see if it's something that you want to, move on up the ladder. But yes, you definitely, you went all the way. You didn't hold back on that one. There was no testing. So, it might be for some people, and then it may not be for some people. You know what I mean? It's just, not everybody has the money or the time or the luxury or will get the use out of it. I know that I have a unit that is set up, ready to go. And there are companies that will sell you guns ready for the, different units. And I think, they come pretty much ready for the most, popular units like the Delta Point or RMR. They give you mounts that you can use to adapt to them.
But you have to spend the money on the Delta Point or the RMR.
I would say, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Loophole system gives you different plates for different units. Once again, most of the inexpensive units are already set up to go on more like on a rail system, like a dovetail system or a Picatinny system. Now, specifics, once again, like the RMR, yes, you definitely have to have a unit that's designed or it's going to be, cut and tap for that unit. For example, if you decide that you want the Delta Point and you have it cut and tap for the Delta Point, and then later on you're going to want that on your Glock, it's not going to work.
Hang on for me. We're going to come back. I got to get Doug in and out of here quick. He's got people coming to see him. So we'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. We're talking pistol optics with Doug McClain from Mounting Solutions Plus. And I'm going to make a recommendation to you folks that are listening out there. Don't do what I did, okay? Because you can save a whole lot. Now, Doug, correct me if I'm wrong. When somebody goes out like me and puts an optic on a gun, mounts it to the slide and everything, there's a lot of things that change with that. First of all, I'm poorer. Some of the holsters I may have may not work with that anymore. And that optic that I have mated to that gun, that's a lifelong commitment, isn't it?
That is right. You've said it. And yes, you have to find a holster that will work with the application. Some of the companies that do the work on these slides, they ask if you want it in front of the rear slide or remove the rear slide and have the optic that you had before in front of it. So yes, the different holsters are something that you have to be concerned whether it's going to work after you have it cut and installed. You are right.
Now, if you guys are thinking about putting an optic on your pistol, okay, this is why you need to go to this option that is at Mounting Solutions Plus, the UM Tactical Mount. It's portable. You can get one optic, and Doug, correct me if I'm wrong about this, but even the optic is not permanently mounted to the mount itself. You can switch up if you decide, like if you start out with a lesser expensive optic and you want to upgrade, it's just a matter of a tensioner screw and popping it off and replacing it, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct. What's nice about it, like I said, you know, today there's a lot of people that already have a little red dot, whether it be on a 10/22 or a shotgun, where they can use that unit without having to purchase it. Just, you know, once again, you know, this might be something that, you know, you might not want to commit to and spend that kind of money. So you can definitely start out with the mount, move on to a holster if you want to come out of the holster. You know, most people don't shoot out of the holster. They go to the range and they just basically put the gun on the podium, you know, pick the gun up and shoot. So you have all kinds of, you know, different ways and, you know, different options on red dots. And of course, you know, the more you spend somewhat, the better the dot's going to be, the clearer. There are some units that are inexpensive that give you a very good dot that is not too fuzzy. And once again, it's just basically knowing what you're looking at and what you prefer. But yes, you are correct. This is probably the best way to start out in the beginning and then move on to your high performance like you did yourself and I've done myself. So, but congratulations. Like I said, you know, there's not much you can do now. And I'm sure you're going to have a lot of fun with it.
Well, I mean, I'm not a competitor. So really, truly, if I had to rethink about now, and here's the thing, folks, with the UM Tactical Mount, it's portable. So if I, like the only guns that I own that it won't fit on is my Glock 26, my M&P Shield, and my revolver. And it fits on all the other guns. The holster fits on all the other guns. And I think we neglected to say that you don't need a single tool to install this or the optic on it on the gun.
That is correct. You know, by the way, you know, there are older guns out there in the market that do not have a rail on the bottom, like 1911s. Nowadays, you know, companies, because of the tactical aspect, they're already automatically putting a rail system on the bottom. But there are other pistols out there, you know, like 1911s, that, believe it or not, there are plates that you can have drill and tap. You know, for example, like an old Beretta 92F doesn't have a rail on the bottom or a Picatinny unit. You can purchase that, and you can have your gunsmith, you know, install it. You know, usually they charge maybe $25 per hole, and that would be two. But, you know, it's something that, you know, most people don't want to go buy a new gun. They don't have a rail on the bottom. There's still an option for those people to be able to shoot with a red dot without spending a lot of money.
Well, I mean, The red dot works for me. So if I've got 9 handguns and I'm buying 9 RMRs, we're talking in excess of $5,000, then I've got to send each and every one of those off to be tapped and drilled and excavated out and everything, and that's going to be, at best, I'm going to get it back in 6 weeks, and that's going to set me back another for maybe $500, depending on what gun it is. I've got one in the box RMR left, and I know exactly which gun that's going on, and then everything else is going to be running the UM tactical system just because it's portable and it comes with a holster and I can do whatever I want with it.
Right. The RMR also has a base. It's a low-profile base.
Right.
That you can put that on and basically go directly, because the RMR offers, it's designed for so many different guns, but you can buy the small base that will adapt to the UM tactical application. And like I said, most units, the inexpensive units are you know, mounted on quite easily. And the nice thing about it is you are correct. You can put it on your .22 pistol, on your 9mm, on your .45. You can just, the same unit, you can basically just adapt to whatever gun you want to put it on. And, you know, you can come out of the holster. So you have that that holster that, you know, it doesn't work on the gun. It works on the UM tactical application. So you can go from gun to gun to gun and out of the holster. You're able to practice.
Promo code radio gets you 5% off if you go to Mounting Solutions Plus. That's my pro. That's the one I use. It's mine, but I use it anyway. Tomorrow, Doug is going to join us again. We're going to talk about long gun optics. But I definitely want to get on about the UM tactical to start with, because I spent a lot of money. And it's good for one gun. And for half, well, I mean, you're talking saving thousands of dollars with just one system. Doug, thank you very much for joining me today. Go check him out at mountsplus.com. We'll do it again tomorrow, sir.
Fantastic. I do appreciate being on your show. And everybody, please, safety number one, enjoy shooting.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Have a great day.
I could have saved so much money. I could have bought 2,000 rounds of ammo if I'd gone this route. 2,000 rounds! Instead, I've got a gun with a RMR mounted on it, which is cool, and I'll have another one, and it'll look cool, but it isn't smart. It isn't smart. And this is the, if you want to do this, if your eyes are aging like mine and you need a secondary system, if you need a secondary sighting system, this is going to be the way to go. Because you can buy one optic in this mount and just change it from gun to gun. And you don't need a different holster every time you do it. You don't need any tools from start to finish installation on this thing. From putting the optic, mounting the optic on it, to mounting it on your gun and getting it ready to go is 50 seconds. Not even a minute. And I... That's okay. It's a learning experience on my part. I believe this system is just as solid as everything else. It does not move with the slide, so it's operating the same as it does on a rifle. And it's going to save on the wear and tear on an optic that you're going to spend some money on. But you're looking at cutting your cost in half, speeding up your install time by about 2 months, because you can do it as soon as you unpack it. Check them out at mountsplus.com. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable level 3 body armor on the market. KD level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. It's a bit misleading to call the ever-continuing thing that goes on with the gun grabbers a debate. When you've got the politicians and the media directing the discussion and they aren't interested in evidence or conclusions contrary to those that they have a vested interest in disseminating, it's not a debate. They are interested merely in silencing any opposition, and they rely on their devoted acolytes in the media to continue empowering them to do so. And it's about belief. It's not about proof. Because they believe that they have a moral imperative. Whether or not facts support their belief is completely unimportant. They just blindly accept that what they've been told is true, and they look upon those who believe otherwise as dangerous heretics. Sort of like the whole climate debate, if you will. Yet, in a somewhat intellectually almost quixotic self-perception, these gun control zealots declare themselves the rational thinkers on the subject and believe that their conclusions are infallible. Despite the fact that the hypotheses to which they are so devoted are rarely measured in the crucible of what, you know, of studies and evidence. Consider their most basic argument, okay? That their basic argument is that access to guns needs to be restricted by the government because access to guns is the most convincing variable that determines murder rates in our society. Take a moment and weigh that assertion in the balance and see how well it holds up to scrutiny. Now, in 1960, data suggests there were roughly 77.5 million guns owned by a population of just over 179 million people, meaning that there was somewhat in the neighborhood of 4.3 guns per 10 Americans. In that year, the murder rate in America was roughly 5.1 per 100,000. Fast forward to 2009, 39 years later, according to a Congressional Research Service report by William J. Krause, in 2009, this is why I say there's 400 million guns now in the United States. In 2009, 310 million guns were owned by Americans in that year by a population estimated to be 307 million. Meaning that there was probably more guns in America than there were Americans. Now take a moment here, hit pause, and remember that the gun control advocates contend that there's a positive correlation between the number of readily accessible guns and the number of murders. So surely, you know, it's increased by a factor of four. Surely murder has gone up by a factor of four based upon their argument. This surge in gun ownership should be yielding a higher murder rate. But in fact, in 2009, the murder rate was lower in 2009 than it was in 1960 by a tenth of a percent. It was only 5%, not 5.1. This inconsistency, for me and you, if we're out there and we are presented with this kind of evidence, we're going to blush and pull back and shut up. It would normally send a reasonable person back to the drawing board, but the gun control zealots just double down and they get more specific. Right now, the fashionable tactic is to appear a bit centrist by suggesting that it's not all guns or the Second Amendment they oppose, but rather just the scary-looking semi-automatic guns and the high-capacity magazines. No one needs that kind of gun, and no one needs to fire that many bullets, is their argument. Now, take this moment and consider the practical purpose of the Second Amendment, why it was written, why it was put in there in the first place. It was put in there as a preservation of individual liberty. It should be very obvious why such weapons and such payloads are essential, and explicit in the verbiage of the Second Amendment is unquestionable. It provides a proof that the federal government has no legal right to infringe upon a law-abiding American's right to own them. But since it is a common objection among the left that supporters of gun rights cling to their archaic constitution, or as Piers Morgan told Ben Shapiro on his own show, Piers Morgan's show rather, the little book, you know, rather than just accepting this idea that they have that a new assault weapons ban, which we've tried before, which didn't curtail violence, somehow magically it would curtail violence now. Let's examine a bit of data surrounding that claim. The 1994 federal assault weapon ban expired in 2004, and in that year, the murder rate was 5.5 per 100,000. In 2011, the murder rate had declined to 4.7. And that's the lowest murder rate in nearly four decades. If that law was so incredibly effective, why have murder rates fallen since it expired? Now, at any given time, you can look at certain things and look at what's happened. And look at the FBI statistics, and you find out that as far as long guns are concerned, you have more of a chance of being beaten to death with a mailbox than you do of being shot by any long gun, of being slashed with a knife, or of being beaten to death by hand than by being shot by any sort of weapon. Why then do they go after that particular brand of gun? And that's because handguns are associated, even though they're associated with crime, they're more so associated with self-defense. Supreme Court said so. So they can't, you know, they know they can't ban handguns. So they're going after something, anything, so that they can get out there and ban it. And then when that doesn't work, instead of saying, well, that didn't work, so we're going to rescind the ban, they're going to say, we need to ban more. We didn't ban enough. This is not a debate. This is not a debate. The presence of guns or the laws restricting them, none of those are ever the most convincing variable that determines rates of murder in any country. In any country. It would be very valuable to have a discussion, you know, to talk about things like how could we best reduce incidents of murder in America. That would mean that they would have to admit to you that their liberal policies have failed, because that's where most of the crime is occurring, in those liberal bastions. That discussion should be based upon reason and not emotional agendas designed to rob you and me of our basic liberties and our civil rights. There are far more convincing variables to explain high rates of murder. Whether you're talking about the spree killer, okay, these guys all have a different motivation. Adam Lanza reportedly wanted to exceed the body count of Oslo's spree killer, Anders Breivik. He wanted to kill more people than Anders Breivik. That's why he set off on his mission. That was the whole thing. That's why he started. It might make a little more sense that we examine the practical impact of this whole self-centered nature of our culture that values celebrity above all things. That's something we should look at, too. But everybody, you know, everybody knows names like Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, Sung Hoo Cho, Jared Loughner, Anders Breivik, James Holmes, Adam Lanza, Aaron Alexis. They're celebrities. And the media made them that way. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I have acknowledged and accepted the fact that if anything ever happens in the way of somebody trying to perpetrate a crime on me, initially they're going to catch me off guard. Initially. One of the things that I have done to mitigate how long that initial moment is, to try to take that down from seconds to milliseconds, is I have a gun on me everywhere I go, literally. If I go to the restroom, I got a gun on me. If I go, if I'm in the smoking outside, if I'm in here in the studio doing the show, I have a gun on me, or I have a gun near me. One of the other things that I have done, and I've never come out and said it, okay? Never come out and walked around and said, "Don't worry, neighborhood, I'm here and I will take care of things because I'm like underdog." I've never done that, but I watch out for my neighbors too. I watch out for my neighbors. One of my neighbors is a single female who's a teacher, young lady. She broke up with a boyfriend who's turned into sort of a pseudo-stalker. So her father asked me to look out for her. Her father's my age, and I said, sure. And I'm sure it got to be sort of one time I saw a car there that I didn't recognize, and I go to her door with a weapon on me, and it was because a bunch of her girlfriends were over there, and they were having like a Tupperware party or something. I don't remember what it was, but I'm watching out for them. I'm watching out for them. And they don't have to ask me to do it. I don't like the idea of innocence getting hurt around me. It's all self-motivated. The other day in Flint, Michigan, somebody like you and like me was there. And let me make one other point, one other thing out. You and I probably sit around imagining in our minds how a crime begins against us. Do they kick in the door? Do they pull open the car door? Do they come in the dark of night silently like a cat burglar? How does that work? The answer to that is we're all wrong. We don't know how it's going to work. So you have to be ever prepared, and it can happen in broad daylight, like it did in Flint, Michigan. The mother of a woman who is not going to be identified told police she was attacked inside an East Side home in Flint, and that she is thankful for neighbors who rushed to her daughter's aid, including a man who held the alleged attacker at gunpoint and chased him down and helped hold him until the police arrived. woman's mother acknowledges that she got really lucky. If it wasn't for all those people who cared enough to help her and not turn the other cheek like so many people would, my daughter would be dead right now. Jessica Abels, who lives near the spot on Kronk Avenue, near Illinois Avenue, where the woman was found walking, bloodied and naked, said she looked out the window when she heard a woman screaming for help around 2 p.m. September 26th. She saw the woman jump out the window of a nearby vacant home. Abels said her eyes were all swollen and she had blood all over her and in her mouth. She was pretty messed up. And that's when the neighborhood sprang into action. Several area residents offered the 21-year-old woman clothing and comfort, while a man who holds a valid concealed weapons permit ordered the suspect out of the house at gunpoint, according to the Flint police. The man tried to run away, but he was chased down by the gun-wielding citizen, who, with the help of an undercover auto theft police officer, tackled and held him down until police arrived. Jeffrey McSwain Jr. was arrested and charged with one count of assault with intent to commit sexual penetration. You know, quoting that means that somebody actually wrote it that way. During a preliminary exam on Wednesday, October 8th, in Flint District Court, a Flint District Court judge ruled McSwain will stand trial in circuit court on the charge, a 10-year felony. The victim's mother said her daughter was walking home from a nearby store when a man trapped her inside the vacant home and beat and choked her when she tried to scream for help and escape. The woman was left with bruises and a couple of loose teeth and is still struggling with the incident emotionally, according to her mom. Jessica Abel said that that section of Illinois Avenue is usually quiet since neighbors look out for each other. But it haunts Jessica Abel's as well. I still can't sleep because of the way she was screaming. Amanda McLeod, who lives near Jessica Abels and grew up across the street in her mother's home, said the incident left the neighborhood shaken. Scary that it happened so close and in the middle of the day. I've never experienced anything like that in my 23 years living there. McLeod, her father, went to that abandoned house that that young lady had been dragged into and boarded it up himself without incident. This is important to me because just yesterday, one of my neighbors, looking around the neighborhood, her garage door broke. And she went looking around in the cul-de-sac in which she lives trying to get help because a car was trapped inside the garage and she just wanted to go to work. Now, the garage door was broke to such a degree that there was just no lifting of it. The spring had fractured in the middle. The cables had come off on the ends. It was just dead weight. It's going to take a garage door repair person to come in and disassemble it and replace it because it is definitely broken. When this woman was looking for help, nobody would help her until she saw my son in the garage while I was doing the show yesterday. And in the rain, my son walked about the block to her house, followed her there, and tried to help her get that garage door open for about 40 minutes. My neighbors that live in the cul-de-sac with this lady would not help her. They didn't offer her a ride. They didn't do anything. They turned and looked the other way. What if that lady was walking around the neighborhood naked with her eyes swollen and her mouth full of blood? What would my neighbors have done then? I don't know exactly how the quote goes, and I'm just going to paraphrase it here, but I've seen this quote. First time I ever saw it, I know it's existed forever and people have quoted it forever, but I saw it at the end of that movie, Tears in the Sun, the Navy SEAL movie with Bruce Willis. And it basically says, in order for evil to flourish, all it needs is for good men to not do anything. I'm very thankful that in my son I have instilled this notion that he should help people. Now, my son was very cautious. He's a concealed carry holder. He he carried a concealed weapon there just to, you know, she never knew it. You know, just in case. He was safe the whole time. But he went and he got out in the rain to go help her. And I think a lot of times, you know, I'm not a very trusting individual. That comes when you get surveilled. Sometimes you just start losing your trust. But sometimes I have to remind myself that most people are just good people, and that my neighbors are probably all just good people. And what that reminded me is that while these good people are out there being good people, there are some of them that won't lift a hand to help somebody no matter what's going to happen to them. And in this neighborhood in Flint, Michigan, a neighborhood responded to a young lady needing help. And that gives me hope, and it reinstills faith for me in the human race and in the American brand of it in particular. Especially in a place like Flint, Michigan. So, look at your neighbors. Look at the people that are around you. And ask yourself, what would you do in a situation where somebody really needed help? Would you rush to this vacant house where this assailant was and stick a gun in his face without knowing anything about him, not knowing how dangerous he is? Are you going there? Are you going there to do it? And are you taking the force equalizer? Or are you just going to turn the music up louder, close the windows, lock the door? It's not my business, not my problem. What are you going to do? Think about that. Going to do this again in about 22 hours. And between now and then, I want you to remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Wednesday. This has been Lock and Load.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.